Roman's Product Management Podcast. The most amazing product strategy and product roadmap are ineffective if the stakeholders don't support them. Without their buy-in, you'll struggle to execute the strategy and you'll find it hard to deliver the roadmap. But it doesn't have to be this way. This episode shares my tips to help you secure strong stakeholder buy-in to strategic product decisions, align people, and achieve product success together. Stakeholders can form a large group, especially in bigger companies. They might include senior management, marketing, sales, service, operations, finance, and human resources. Securing everyone's buy-in would be impractical. It would most likely take too long. You should therefore focus on the stakeholders whose input and support you really need. To achieve this, I recommend performing a stakeholder analysis using a tool like the Power Interest Grid. The grid divides stakeholders into four groups: crowd, subjects, context setters, and players, depending on how interested they are in your product and how much power they have. The individuals whose buy-in to strategy and roadmap decisions is crucial are the players. They are interested in your product as they, for example, will have to market and sell it. They are also powerful. You need their expertise to make the right decisions and you need their support to successfully execute them. I refer to this group as key stakeholders. Keep the other groups informed about changes in the product strategy and roadmap, for example, by inviting subjects to bigger review or demo sessions and having one-on-ones with context setters. These are often senior managers. However, not all strategic decisions are created equal. Some require more stakeholder support than others. Generally speaking, the bigger the impact of a decision is, the more buy-in it requires. Decisions related to a new or significantly changed strategy have a particularly high impact. Consequently, the key stakeholders should unanimously agree with them. Smaller strategy updates and product roadmapping decisions, however, are not as critical. Ensuring that everybody consents and nobody has any meaningful objections is usually enough. When you decide by unanimity and consent, it can be hard to understand whether you have achieved the buy-in required. A great technique to uncover the current level of support is using an agreement scale. I like to use a scale with the following five gradients. The first one is I wholeheartedly endorse the proposal. Second, I endorse it with minor reservations. Third, it's not a great idea, but I support it. Fourth, I do not support it. And fifth, I have serious disagreements. With the scale in place, ask the individuals to express their agreement, for example, by dot voting. Draw the scale on a whiteboard, be it a physical or virtual one, and invite people to put a dot underneath the appropriate gradient. The resulting picture then nicely visualizes the group's level of agreement. When most people wholeheartedly endorse a new or reworked strategy and a few stakeholders agree with minor reservations, you have achieved unanimity. Similarly, consent has been reached when nobody signals that they can't support the strategy or roadmap and nobody has any serious disagreements. If there is no agreement, however, you have two options. Either continue looking for a strategy or roadmap that attracts more support, or change the decision rule. Say that you have already had several lengthy discussions with the stakeholders about a bigger strategy change, but people still disagree. It might then be best if the person in charge makes a decision, unblocks the process, and helps everyone move forward. Now, the traditional way to engage the stakeholders and secure their support is to present them with a draft strategy and draft roadmap, collect their feedback, update the plans, and if necessary, show them the updated version. This process can work when smaller changes are needed and the stakeholders' perspectives are similar. But when bigger changes are required or the group is more diverse, the approach is not only time-consuming. It can be hard to reach the required level of buy-in without using design by committee, brokering a weak compromise, and agreeing on the smallest common denominator, which is hardly the foundation of a successful product. A better way is to co-create the product strategy and roadmap with the key stakeholders. This approach makes it easier to reach unanimity and consent without making weak compromises. Additionally, it frees you from having to resolve conflicting stakeholder views and ideas on your own. Instead, reaching an agreement is a collaborative effort. Stakeholders learn about their respective ideas, concerns, and interests. A great way to co-develop the product strategy and roadmap, as well as to review and update the plans, is to bring people together through collaborative workshops. Ask a skilled facilitator to help you prep the meetings and facilitate them so that everybody is heard and nobody dominates. This is especially helpful when the group is new to collaborative decision making and when the workshop takes place online. You can take this approach further and invite the key stakeholders to join the product team, as I discuss in more detail in the podcast episode, Building High-Performing Product Teams. The link is in the show notes. Co-creating the product strategy and roadmap replaces a traditional stakeholder management approach with a collaborative one. The individuals are now actively involved in making strategic decisions and thereby contribute to the product success. When a stakeholder agrees with the strategy and roadmap, you should expect that the individual will follow them. Unfortunately, that's not always the case. Say that Joe, the sales rep and a key stakeholder, helped update the product roadmap, but you now find out that he has promised a feature to an important customer, and this feature is not in line with the plan. It can be tempting to ignore the issue, add the feature to the product roadmap, and get on with things. But this is hardly a recipe for success. As Joey was involved in the decision-making process and consented to the roadmap, he should adhere to the plan and not go against it. If you allow stakeholders to ignore an agreement, what's the point then of securing their buy-in in the first place? It is therefore important that you address issues like the one with Joey. A great way to do this is to use my feedback framework. The framework encourages you to take 6 steps to address and correct an issue. Step 1. Connection. Take the time to check in and empathize with the other person. Step 2. Objective. Describe the desired outcome of the meeting, state the issue, and the context in which it occurred. Step 3. Issue. Address the problem. Start by asking the other person to share their perspective. Listen attentively with the intention to understand. Then describe your observations. Stick to the facts. Don't judge, blame, or accuse. Step 4. Causes. Identify the issue's underlying causes. Create a shared understanding of why the problem occurred, why the other person acted the way they did. Step 5. Actions. Determine the actions required to address the causes and improve the situation. Encourage the individual to come up with suggestions. Then share the actions that you want them to take and the changes you are willing to make. The latter shows that you are willing to contribute to solving the issue and change your own behavior if necessary. And step 6, closure, wrap up the conversation and set up a follow-up meeting if appropriate. Follow these steps to help stakeholders change their attitudes and behaviors and ensure that securing their support does indeed result in alignment and orchestrated actions. And for more advice on offering feedback and applying my framework, listen to the episode How to Offer Constructive Feedback. The link is in the show notes. I hope you found this episode helpful. To learn more, attend my product leadership training course and read or listen to my book, How to Lead in Product Management. Contact me if you want me to teach the course for your organization and if you need help applying the advice shared in this podcast episode. Thank you for listening.